When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1300. Is a work sabbatical right for you? By Laura Gareppi of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I'm with you every single day, bringing you these great daily tips on work, work-life balance, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. So I'm going to get right to it now as we keep this Monday intro short for you, and we're going to optimize your life. Is a work sabbatical right for you? By Laura Gareppi of womenwhomoney.com. According to Harvard Business Review, a work sabbatical could be the best thing for you, your career, and possibly your current company. But what exactly is a work sabbatical? Quite simply, it's an extended period away from your career. The desired and research-backed outcome is that you'll return to work refreshed and inspired. Your new lease on your career will result in increased productivity, therefore benefiting your employer. But a sabbatical isn't supposed to be some lazy holiday. While one element of a work sabbatical is to rest and rejuvenate, the primary focus should be on improving yourself and your life. When might a work sabbatical be appropriate? There are a number of common reasons to consider taking a sabbatical, including return to school, to take advantage of a promising business opportunity or start your own business, which could lead to a permanent break from your job, embarking on the travel adventure of a lifetime, spending time with or caring for loved ones, exploring new careers and pet projects, or staving off burnout or regrouping after a layoff, the not-so-voluntary push into a sabbatical period. Before you get excited and declare a sabbatical to be your solution, or before you write this off as impossible, there are many considerations to evaluate. What to consider before taking a work sabbatical? Number one, purpose. You should be able to define your need for a leave and articulate what you want to accomplish during that time. The purpose of your sabbatical will drive every other consideration for this period. Thinking about your purpose will answer questions like, how long of a sabbatical do I need? When should the sabbatical start? How would a sabbatical benefit my family, if applicable? And how would a sabbatical make me more effective or happier in my career if I return to it? It's essential to keep your purpose at the forefront of your mind throughout the sabbatical process. It will guide your decision-making, drive motivation, and help you assess your progress towards your goals. 2. Family. If you're single, this item is less of a consideration, but if others count on you, you need to be sure that your taking a work sabbatical does not negatively impact them. Ideally, they can reap the benefits of having a happier you around more. Thinking about your family situation will answer questions like, what alternate care arrangements may be needed for my children or elderly parents? Particularly if I will be traveling without them. If I plan to travel with them, what will they need to ensure that everyone has a relaxed, safe, healthy, and happy trip? Do my plans involve spending more time with my spouse? What does that look like if they work? If they work from home, will my increased presence impact their ability to get things done? Will my plans interrupt schooling or extracurricular activities for my children? And how will I broach this idea to those family members who may be skeptical? How will I assuage their fears that this won't impact my long-term ability to contribute to the household? It's critical to have the buy-in and support of those closest to you. It'll be one less point of stress for you, setting up everyone to enjoy the sabbatical period together. 3. Finances. If you're going to take time away from work, most likely unpaid, you'll need to make sure your finances are in order so you don't find yourself in a deep money hole post-sabbatical. Thinking about your money situation will answer questions like, how much money will I need to fund my sabbatical activities? Where will I get that money? What are my usual monthly expenses? How will I continue to cover those expenses? Do I have enough cash on hand? Will I rent out my house, sell things, work a side hustle to earn the funds needed? Will I have to put my long-term financial goals, like paying down debt, saving for retirement, etc., on hold? If so, how does that make me feel? And will I retain my health insurance during this period? And if not, how can I secure other health coverage, and what will that cost? And 4, career. While the focus of a work sabbatical is to grow into a better you, it's important to keep your career in mind, even as you plan to put it on hold. Thinking about your career situation will answer questions like, does my company offer a sabbatical benefit? If so, how do I utilize it? If there is no sabbatical benefit, am I prepared to quit my job? How much notice would I give? How do I effectively transition out of the company, whether temporarily or permanently? If applicable, what will my transition back into the company look like? What has to be done to prepare and set me up for success? And if I won't be returning to the same company, how long will it take me to land another job in that field? Would I even want to stay in the same field? How does the need to secure other employment impact my time away from work? Note, most companies don't offer a work sabbatical option. However, it's worth speaking with your HR department to check. According to a Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, study, in 2017, 17% of companies offered a sabbatical option to employees. While most are unpaid, it could still bring tremendous peace of mind to know you have a job waiting for you once the sabbatical is over. Weighing out the facts. This is not an exhaustive list of everything that should go into sabbatical planning. You'll need to consider your unique needs and situation fully before committing to this idea. The point is really to highlight that while taking a sabbatical can be positively life-changing, it also needs to be backed by sound planning to truly take full advantage of it. Assessing your situation may have led you to conclude that you can take a sabbatical, or the facts as they stand now may indicate that X, Y, and Z need to be addressed beforehand. Either way is great. You're about to embark on what can be an incredible personal journey, or you know exactly what needs to happen to get there. Many folks don't ever take the time to consider there are alternate paths from the norm, working full-time until traditional retirement. By thinking through this process, you've opened your mind to the idea that there are other ways of integrating all of the important bits in your life. If the work sabbatical option isn't right for you, fear not. There is a creative solution out there that meets your needs. You just listened to the post titled, "Is a Work Sabbatical Right for You?" by Laura Gareppi of womenwhomoney.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And big thanks to Laura, who is a team writer with Women Who Money. And thanks so much to Amy and Vicky, who co-founded Women Who Money, a website that provides helpful information on personal finance, career, and entrepreneurial topics so that you can confidently manage your money, grow your net worth, improve your overall financial health, and eventually achieve financial independence. To check out more of their great content, just visit them online at womenwhomoney.com, where you'll find great articles like this one, of course, but also links to directories, recommendations, a glossary, and a whole lot more. So again, you can find all of that at womenwhomoney.com. That's it for this Monday edition of Optimal Work Daily. I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be back again with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.